Over 65,000 American homes suffer a fire due to an electrical problem. Is your home safe? You can't be sure unless you call Crosby Electric, your exclusive provider of CurrentSafe, the world's foremost home diagnostic system. Crosby Electric will send a specially trained electrician to your home. Using high-tech equipment, they'll check your hidden wiring, panel box, light switches, and electrical outlets to make sure your home is safe.
Well, it appears that we found the culprit. Faulty wiring.
I should have had it checked.
Just be thankful everyone's okay.
For an in-home, no-obligation assessment, visit CrosbyElectric.com. Don't just think it's safe. Know it's safe.
Now you'll be safe with CurrentSafe.
Sundays are Little Crumbs Days at Riverwalk Stadium. Our Little Crumbs could celebrate 20 years of biscuits with the first 500 kids 14 years or younger receiving amazing giveaways, including t-shirts, replica jerseys, gloves, and more. All presented by our friends at Go Fish Alabama. And don't forget to bring your favorite furry friend for Bark in the Park on Sundays, presented by WAKA Action 8 News. For tickets and more information, visit BiscuitsBaseball.com or call the box office at 323-BALL. Butter up.
We get Montgomery talking 24 hours a day. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Menthol Meredith.
All them Holly weirdos got together to act like their crap don't stink at that Met Gala thing. But it gave me an idea. If they're having a Met Gala, I'ma have a Meat Gala. You see, I'm dating this guy that just got out of the pen and he's about to open his own wienermobile. So I was inviting all the important people in the trailer park to get dressed up in funny clothes for the grand opening. And all the big wigs will be there, like Vernie the pastor slash roadkill taxidermist. And we got Krista Jo Weems coming. Oh y'all, she's a real big deal in the permanent makeup world. I bet I could probably get Kid Rock too if I made a few phone calls. Okay, y'all. I gotta go. For the Meat Gala, I'm gonna wear something super classy but meat related. So I gotta get on over to Forever 21 to see if they still got them cow print thongs.
All right, next hour. Thank you, Mental Mayor. We will play Little Kid or Drunk Adult. Couple of things. Yes?
Oh, I said okay.
Did you hear the story about a TikToker who thinks they may have spotted a time traveler?
No. Yeah. Nothing about TikTok surprises me anymore.
For some reason.
Didn't they start this bear thing too?
Probably. Yeah. I've got two posts on that. Yeah. And I'd love some input. There's a zillion memes out there too. I want to play that Denver Water Department thing one more time.
That was good.
I didn't catch it earlier. Yeah, it is really good.
I like that.
And they basically wanted to do a water conservation. Why don't we just sing it? We'll make up our own song. And they decide, all right, where's that coming from? That's coming from here. Good. Their own, it sounded like the Backstreet Boys. Give it a listen.
My yard needs water.
And we also have, and I'd love some feedback on my Facebook page, on the man or bear choice. Women. Crazy.
Would you rather be stuck in a forest with a man or bear?
Man is scary. With a bear. What I've heard about bears, they don't always attack you, right? So maybe a bear.
Depends what man, but probably a bear.
100% a bear, which is like terrifying to say, but
definitely a bear. Some men are very scary out there.
A bear.
I would say a man.
These all sound like this was done in Britain, maybe?
Well, yeah, it didn't sound
But it's all over the place.
Sound like
and there are memes coming out of the woodwork. Yeah. In fact, I hope to put together a collection of those later, because some of them are pretty funny. This is what we're getting to talk about today. How about this? When's the ideal time to poop on an airplane?
The ideal time?
Never.
Yeah, that would be my answer.
No.
That's right. My answer.
No.
Is like, do it before takeoff or after landing.
You're supposed to do those things at home.
Don't do it on the plane.
Right.
But in case you were wondering, experts, who's an expert at pooping on a plane?
I know, right? There's an expert.
Here's my business card. Hi.
Exactly.
Greg Bunnell here. I'm an expert on
what are they saying? When is the best time?
Before they start serving food, and for three reasons. Other passengers will be in their seats.
Oh, that's true.
They don't want to miss the food and drinks.
Yeah.
Two, the crew won't be in the galley to hear you punishing the toilet. And number three, once the carts are in the aisles, people can't use the bathroom.
Yeah, that's true. It's very true.
Other tips, flush as you go. You know, some of the airline toilets, you know, you push the flush handle, they're pretty powerful. Do you remember the story?
A lot of noise.
This was one of the first weird news stories in my whole career. But there was a lady, if you think they're...
I know what you're going to talk about.
Should I not?
No, you're fine.
We've already been pretty unpleasant.
You're talking about what falls out of the...
Yeah, there was a lady who flushed a cruise ship toilet while she was still sitting on it.
Oh, a cruise ship? I thought it was an airplane.
No, it was a cruise ship.
Oh, my gosh.
And it actually pulled out her innards.
Okay.
She didn't die. They just kind of shoved everything back in and...
7 minutes after 8 o'clock.
It's true.
Good boy.
I remember it. It was one of the... And back then, man, it was hard to come by the weird news stories, the fun ones.
I thought it was on a plane where they flushed and, or, well, it wasn't that. It would have been the pilot, I guess, who would have ejected the waste while they were 30,000 feet.
Now, that's supposed to evaporate on the way down.
But it freezes sometimes.
Yes, right. And there have been several house bombings.
Yeah.
There may have even been somebody killed by one of those.
Blue, whatever, ice cubes?
They call them... bricks. Hey, you know what? It's almost time for SRN News. So we'll be heading there next. First, though, a quick stop at the traffic department and a celebrity birthday, my favorite composer.
Well, it has been an uneventful Tuesday so far. Traffic has been very busy everywhere, but no major problems. I-65 and 85 looking good, just busy, as well as 231 out of Wetumpka. Troy Highway and Taylor Road, two more very busy spots, as well as East and East South Boulevard. Buckle up. Be safe out there. We're going to keep you updated on traffic throughout the morning. Shopping's best at Midtown Plaza. Shop Verizon. Then eat at Hunan Garden or American Deli. Midtown Plaza and Street off I-85, another great McClinton and Company development. I'm Wendell J. Montgomery, Skywatch Traffic.
Good idea for Mom's Day here.
Hi, I'm Rebecca, owner of Smart Skin Med Spa and Salon. Are you looking for that perfect gift? Get that special someone a gift certificate to use on the services they love. Smart Skin Med Spa and Salon, the only salon, med spa, and day spa located in the heart of downtown Prattville.
And now a star is born. On May 7th, 1840, the world welcomed little baby composer Pyotr Ilyich Tchaikovsky.
Okay, Mom, just breathe. Breathe, breathe. Breathe, breathe, breathe. Breathe, breathe. Oh, here he comes. Get ready to push.
Ilyich Tchaikovsky, a star is born.
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Cusada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
At 8.
With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason.
Hello.
It may not be an all-out military offensive, but Israel has been hitting Hamas targets in Rafah in the southern Gaza Strip. The Jewish state acted after rejecting a ceasefire proposal that it says failed to satisfy its core demands. Northern Oklahoma has been slammed by powerful storms. Multiple tornadoes touched down. The severe weather blamed for at least one fatality. Sworn in for another term, Vladimir Putin begins his fifth term as Russia's president. In office for almost 25 years, he is the longest-serving Kremlin leader since Stalin. Detained in Russia, U.S. Army Staff Sergeant Gordon Black is charged with criminal misconduct for allegedly stealing from a woman who he had been visiting. On Wall Street this morning, Dow futures 17 points higher. NASDAQ futures are down 23 points. S&P futures 2 points higher. This is SRN News.
If you're 65 or older, you know this. Seeing your healthcare costs go up and up is frustrating. And maybe you were just notified that your Medicare costs are increasing again, or you're just tired of the massive deductibles. Well, here's some good news. There's a program that can really help with this. It's MediShare 65 Plus. It's an affordable, reliable alternative. You can choose any Medicare provider. You get telehealth access anytime you need it. And MediShare 65 Plus is a low-cost option for those with Medicare Parts A and B, and it fills in the gaps where Medicare stops. MediShare is a Christian healthcare community that aligns with your faith. People actually pray for you. They encourage you. And it's proven, too. It's been going strong for over 30 years now. So call now. You can get one low monthly price for up to 10 years. You're not stuck with increasing costs. You can do something about this today. Call MediShare 65 Plus. Find out how much you can save. Call 833-SHARE-55. That's 833-SHARE-55. 833-SHARE-55.
Protesters shutting it down. Spent thousands of dollars. My parents mortgaged their house. 4 years worked my butt off towards achieving my goals. Now they're mailing diplomas 'cause of these a-holes. Living in a tent city, wearing smelly clothes. Get a job.
Even the University of Chicago, which is really known for its hardcore conservatism, they cleared the tents out. And, you know, look, free speech is free speech, even if it's hateful. But you don't have, that does not come along with the right to pitch a tent anywhere you feel and become an unruly mob. And I got to tell you, I think it's, there is absolutely, I understand the security concerns, but if you dipped into those endowment funds, these colleges all have them, they have the money to put on a graduation ceremony they could secure. Yeah, it might be a little more inconvenient for people who want to attend, having to get wanded and all that stuff, but keeping the protesters away, it's sickening that people who actually focused on studying something in school, who want a life and a career, and worked hard to get the grades needed to get the degree.
They're not going
to
have.
They're not going to have their moment.
Yeah.
What the hell? That is just wrong on every single level.
Yeah.
It just is. And it could be done. They just don't want to try. And I'll tell you what, if I were graduating, or I were the parent of a graduate who, you know, paid the tuition and got my kid through school. What about this, those who took money on a student loan and have obligated themselves? Aren't they at least entitled to that frickin' moment?
Yeah, it's sad.
It is incredibly sad.
Mm-hmm. Yes, no doubt.
However, there is good news coming from the forecast.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Riverside Chevrolet Wetumpka. If it's Chevy, it's Riverside. Best price, best selection. Check them out on the web at riversideusa.net.
Very tropical feeling out there this morning. In the summertime, you hear us talk a lot about the dew point. The current dew point is 71, like a morning in July. It feels tropical. And already 77 out at Maxwell. Wow. Our forecast, another hot day today. Only the 7th of May, and we're looking for 90 or 91. The record is 92, sun and cloud mix. Today and tomorrow, some isolated random pop-up storms are possible in the afternoon and evening hours, but not many to go around. Not yet, anyway. Low tonight, 72. Wednesday's high, 93. By the way, 93 tomorrow would be a record, would tie the record. And then showers and storms are likely on Thursday and Thursday night. Some of the storms strong, possibly severe, as a strong frontal system approaches, with the showers clearing out early. I think in the day on Friday. Much cooler air following. We'll be in the 50s by Friday and Saturday night, and only in the 70s for a high on Saturday. So that'll be it'll feel nice over the weekend. Right now, this morning, we have with that tropical feel to the air, 75 at MGM at 8:16.
CBNS Bank has digital banking solutions to help you keep up, check balances, pay bills, and much more. Learn more at cbsbank.com. Charges and fees may apply from your cellular service provider. Contact your service provider for information. Member FDIC.
Good morning, class. It is National Teacher Day.
Are you my teacher?
National Teacher Day has been around since 1953.
Recognizing the hard work and dedication of our teachers.
She's everybody's favorite teacher.
The teachers here are teachers here because they actually love children.
Happy National Teacher Day.
Showtime.
Hey.
Hey.
It's time for a contest.
All right.
And I was all ready to go, except my source disappeared on
me.
Gonna play. Let me.
Is that it?
I'll download it again.
Okay. We're playing Little Kid or Drunk Adult.
That's what we're gonna do. Yep. And let's keep our traditions intact, shall we?
Who's ready
to play?
Let's play a game.
Let's play a game.
All right, you're about to hear a very short story from somebody. All you have to decide is whether the story told is a childhood precocious moment or a drunk adult just being a drunk adult. Here,
I was open.
Where is this coming from?
He's got so many tabs open.
Well, who was the one that was addicted to tabs? Just like John Landis. Yeah, I got tabs open all over the place.
That was good.
Okay, I had to close down Jim Jordan, which I don't like to do. Here is the story.
I cut my gums after I tried brushing my teeth with a comb.
Ow!
Oh, my God.
Ow!
I cut my gums after I cut my teeth, brushing my teeth with a comb.
I want to say this is a little kid. That's my first inclination.
Yeah, Rich, but I was a drunk adult a time or two. Let's say you got something stuck.
Oh, I see, in the teeth.
Yeah, and conventional means are not working, so
it still makes me hurt.
You hold your tooth, your comb under the water.
Yeah,
rinse off. You can't really get rid of all of it, but maybe. I mean, I'm just thinking on both sides of the equation.
Mm-hmm.
Who would like to answer this question for us in exchange for a Seafood Bistro gift card at 272-9228?
Hey, if we get two callers, the second caller is an automatic winner if the first caller is incorrect.
Yesterday, the first caller won it, right?
Yes.
Yes. So, 272-9228, and I will not move this radio station one foot forward until we have callers on the line showing the kind of school spirit we have built. Well, there's Christy Gnome. Christy, it's over, baby.
God.
You are, toast, as Haywood Banks would say. 272-9228. Don't make me pull out the electric toothbrushes and
her career, much like her dog, is dead.
We were talking about this with David. It's a gnome fact.
Do you see what he did? He did an onomatopoeia or something. It sounded like
something.
Yeah. One of those grammar things. I mean, that was good. I really respect that. We were talking about that with David Blackman the other day about the damage this has pretty much ended her. Any chance? A lot. I mean, look at her. She's hot. Look at that. That's a beautiful woman there. She grew up on a farm, and farmers have a totally different view of things like dogs and stuff. They don't go out to kill them, but if a dog is having issues, like our phone right now, 272-9228.
We go shoot our listeners. You didn't do what you're supposed to do. Time to put you down.
Yeah, sorry. Oh. Just drive by the radio station. Got a bullet for you here. Come on.
You take a chance on Carmichael Road anyway.
Although your chances are better if you come from the west instead of the east.
This is true.
That's where you see the girls on their plastic dresses. 272-9228.
I can't believe it. It's a 50-50 chance. In fact, for the second caller, you're
all you gotta do is sit there.
You may not have to do anything at all.
And the worst you're going to come away with is a couple of bonus entries in the grand prize drawing.
We're playing Little Kid or Drunk Adult. And
unless we're not having issues with this phone, are we?
Not to my knowledge. I mean,
okay.
Why I'm sending so far back from the mic. Not there we go.
All right. We need one more.
Who's talk? Who's this?
I understand everybody's busy in the morning. I don't have time for your stupid contest, but
I'm begging you
in a much more masculine way. The call is a 272-9228.
Jeez, now we have multiple calls.
Now we got it happening.
Now we got it going on here. Oh my God, the whole board's lit now.
Yeah, now we've got, and Jake is going to be the one to make the guess. So what I'm going to do is advance this so we can go back to the beginning.
Okay.
And play it again. Jake is on line one.
Hey, Jake.
Jake.
Hi.
Hey.
Cool.
I made it.
You made it.
Cool name, by the way, Jake. All right. I'm going to play the scenario one more time, and then we'll ask you for your guess, okay? Little kid or drunk adult with this story.
I cut my gums after I tried brushing my teeth with a comb.
All right. Was that a drunk adult or a little kid?
I'm going full on drunk adult.
Drunk adult, that's my guess. Rich?
Again, I said little kid, and I'm going to stay with little kid, I guess.
Jay?
I'm going to go with little kid.
Little kid. All right, let's get the answer.
I was a little kid. When I got tired, I would just turn into a zombie. I would sleepwalk, too. My parents found me brushing my teeth with a comb covered in toothpaste. Oh. My gums are bleeding, but it still didn't wake me up.
What do you know?
Guess what? Somebody is a
winner. But, Jake, look, don't be discouraged. I'd like you to call again when we play this game, okay? Right.
Yeah, we'll definitely do that.
You're a cool guy. We appreciate you, man. It.
Guess who's in
Give him right. two we're bonus entries in the grand prize drawing.
Will do.
And here's our winner.
Instant winner for doing nothing. Hi, Jimmy.
Hey, thank you.
Yeah, pretty easy contest, huh?
Yes.
You did great. Just being on hold.
Yeah, and for that, you have won a $20 Seafood Bistro gift card. It doesn't get better than that.
It does not.
All right.
Hang out with Jay. We'll talk to you. All right.
Yeah, I think we're the only people in the country that do a contest that way. I have high confidence in that.
Maybe.
I could throw away the poop on the airplane story. Right? Yes. Okay, coming up, we have a whole raft of Morning Maroon nominees. And the top five things families say on long road trips that make us hate traveling with our families on long road trips.
Okay.
All that ahead. 8:23, we have 18:19 news next.
Jack Ingram Nissan. Shop now at jackingramnissan.com.
18:19 news.
Some infamous moments here in Alabama back in 2023 have now made it into the humor content for comedian Cat Williams. Williams has just released his latest Netflix special called Woke Folk, and the two stories from Alabama are the setup for Williams to deliver his jokes and zingers. The first is the riverfront brawl that occurred in Montgomery and made national headlines. Williams said the brawl had nothing to do with race, but with equality. And Williams also brought up the Carly Russell kidnapping hoax in Hoover, saying that he has a message for white people regarding that story, that black people were embarrassed by Russell and her fake abduction. The Williams Netflix special is an hour long. I'll be back with more Alabama stories after this.
Are you enjoying 18:19 News? If so, consider joining 18:19 News as a member. As a nonprofit news organization, we depend on the support of Alabamians like you. Memberships start out as little as $5 a month, and you'll get access to exclusive content only offered to our members. You'll be supporting independent journalism done by people who cherish Alabama values. Become a member today by visiting 1819news.com and clicking Become a Member. That's 1819news.com and click Become a Member today.
A Colbert County woman was in court on Monday and had her charges upgraded from misdemeanors to felonies by a grand jury. Deborah Catledge is being charged for the abuse and neglect of dozens of dogs and horses that were on her property until discovered by authorities last year. Catledge awaits a bench trial in this case. She has entered a not guilty plea. A police officer for the town of West Blockton was arrested over the weekend. Jerry Cannon is accused of alerting an arrest suspect before his warrant could be served as well as buying and receiving payment for drugs while also in a police vehicle. The mayor of West Blocton, Daniel Sims, told WBRC News that he immediately fired Cannon upon learning of his arrest, and the district attorney's office is investigating the matter. The mayor is also launching an internal review of the police department to be conducted by the Bibb County Sheriff's Office. I'm Andrea Tice.
For more news affecting Alabamians, go to 1819news.com. And while you're there, subscribe to the daily newsletter.
In the market for a used car? Visit jackingram.com to view our selection of luxury, domestic, and imported vehicles. With 8 locations and online at jackingram.com, Jack Ingram Motors is sure to have the perfect car for you.
Hi there, I'm Kim Williams with Alabama Home Mortgage.
And I'm Madeline Cannon. It's true, rates aren't as low as they have been for the past couple of years, but there are still many homeowners that could benefit from refinancing their current mortgage. There are a lot of things in life that are out of our control, but your mortgage rate is not one of them. If you currently have an adjustable rate mortgage, then you owe it to yourself to give us a call.
Adjustable rate mortgages make sense for some people in stable markets, but in this wild, ever-changing rate environment, it only makes sense to secure a fixed interest rate. A fixed interest rate will give you the peace of mind that your rate is locked. Your rate will not be subject to change with the political and economic tides.
At Alabama Home Mortgage, you can personalize your term. We offer 8-year to 30-year mortgages and everything in between. Grab your mortgage statement and give us a call.
Call Alabama Home Mortgage, the number one mortgage lender in Alabama, today at 567-4223 or visit us online at myalabamahomemortgage.com. That's Alabama Home Mortgage, because, folks, there is a difference in mortgage companies. NMLS 1586-36. 368, Equal Housing Lender.
It's time to show mom how much you appreciate her with a Jenny Lind's floral creation for Mother's Day. Skip the grocery store flowers and make one quick call to 85-1000. Roses, lilies, beautiful bouquets, and gift baskets designed just for mom. Call Jenny Lind's Creations 285-1000.
In Alabama, more than 200,000 of our family members and friends are living without health coverage. Often folks can't stay healthy enough to keep their jobs. We need to fix this. It's time for us to find a way to close the health care coverage gap so that folks can remain in their jobs. Where there's a priority out there, we as Alabamians have always found a way to achieve it. Contact Governor Kay Ivey and let her know. Now is the time to close the coverage gap and cover Alabama.
Paid for by the American Cancer Society Cancer Action Network.
For too long, Alabama's statewide news companies have shamed us for our conservative Christian values. Alabama deserves a news company that cherishes our culture, a company that isn't bought and paid for by the powers that be. 1819 News is that company. Run by Alabamians for Alabamians, 1819 News celebrates what is good and beautiful about our state while exposing those who work against our values in secret. Just go to 1819news.com to learn more. Subscribe to our newsletter. That's 1819news.com.
Joey.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertiser.
Boy, does he have a lot of chutzpah.
You're nasty.
If it concerns your community, you'll hear about it on News Talk 93.1. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
This is not headline news. Miss USA is relinquishing her title to focus on her mental health. Obviously, bringing an end to world hunger can really take its toll. Sure, she'll keep the money and other prizes that came along with it. Those were good for her mental health. Today is National Teachers Day, and maybe one of them could tell us where to put the apostrophe on that sentence. An all-nude cruise will depart Miami next year. If you think that sounds hot, you haven't seen the average person on a cruise. All-nude cruises. We know what you're thinking, but you better start drinking. Tom Selleck may lose his ranch due to the canceling of Blue Bloods. Darn those reverse mortgages. This is not headline news.
At 8:29, there's so many stories in the news that just don't make sense. Mm-hmm. But of all the things in that little clip, what the hell did Tom Cruise do with his, or not Tom Cruise, Tom Selleck. Tom Cruise is next, because I got another story here that I wanted to mention.
Hey.
What the hell did Tom Selleck do with all his money, and he's going to lose his ranch because they canceled Blue Bloods with all that, with the whole pedigree of his work and the residuals that must be coming in?
Maybe he won't lose his ranch if he goes and takes out a reverse mortgage. It's possible.
Hey, he looks so genuine when he does. You know who's a big Tom Selleck fan? Rosie.
Oh, is that right?
That's the rumor.
That's the rumor.
It's on the streets. Everybody's talking about it.
Where the street is. Rosie loved
talking. I've actually had this story up since yesterday, and this is how it works in the news business, how they get clicks. Fox News. The Fall Guy star Emily Blunt admits kissing certain co-stars that made her want to throw up. Now, when you see a headline like that, everybody wants to know who Emily Blunt kissed that made her want to throw up afterwards. She said, I'm not going to tell you. Well, yeah. Thanks. Why is there a story about this anyway? It could have been one of the cast members of Oppenheimer, I suppose. She's married to John Krasinski. She obviously doesn't vomit when she kisses him. But she did star with Tom Cruise in Edge of Tomorrow, which mm-hmm. was a dopey movie. Mm-hmm. And Colin Firth. I'm sorry, but you got to wonder if the first time they kissed, if there was the problem.
The first time, I see what you did.
Yes, I did. Yeah. And Matt Damon, too.
Yeah.
And I think we have a right to know, because if nothing else, some people might feel better that, well, at least my kiss didn't make you vomit. This big superstar here, though, is not all that they're cracked up to
and
be.
We probably will know. Some kind of book will reveal or something.
We have a crew out
She's
on this
told
story.
Somebody.
We have a crew.
Yeah. Remember those days?
Yeah.
We have a crew. It is 8:31, and I'd like to turn it back to...
All Hail
Seafood Bistro.
That is right. The Seafood Bistro will open up today at 11 a.m. Not very long from now, you'll be able to go over there and enjoy some seafood gumbo, red beans and rice, some shrimp and grits. Maybe you just want to do a salad today. That's perfectly fine as well, because they've got plenty of options with their Caesar, Bistro, BLT, or house, which you can add things to that, like salmon or gator or mahi-mahi, anything like that. You can also just make your own salad, and the toppings... I've got a whole insert of toppings for this thing. Bacon, eggs, pineapple, three different kinds of peppers, tons of different sorts of onions, black olives, all types of cheeses, garlic toast on there, ham and turkey, all in a salad. Just make a massive salad if you'd enjoy it. Don't forget about the po'boys or the platters there. Everything can be found on their menu online at theseafoodbistro.com. You can also use the delivery apps on your phone to not only look at the menu, but put an order in later for either delivery or pickup if you would like to do that. You can also do that from their website I mentioned, theseafoodbistro.com. Google their name. You know, if you forget the website, just Google the name. You'll find it. 279-7500 is their phone number to give them a call. Check out their Facebook page, by the way, as well, because they'll be posting stuff daily about, you know, what they're cooking there, what's fresh, you know, fresh that they're making, which all of the stuff is, but whatever they've made there, some orders, they'll show those off, and job listings as well, right there on their Facebook page, so check them out there. The Seafood Bistro, online at theseafoodbistro.com.
It's 8:33, so tornadoes continue to ravage. I've been trying to share some video. Unfortunately, Rumble's another one that just does not let you share to Facebook.
Oh.
With a video capture. So people will want to, you know, click it and look at it. But Barnsdall, how many days in a row now?
13 days in a row now, there have been confirmed tornadoes. Yesterday, there was a rare high risk. And sent me, there was a PDS tornado watch, a particularly dangerous situation. They're very rare. So we knew it was going to be a big day. We knew there was going to be long track tornadoes. This apparently, the one that hit that town was a long track tornado. A long track is anywhere over 25 miles long.
That video that we showed you yesterday.
That factory being blown apart.
With the tornado approaching the camera, the building and all those cars in between, and the camera stayed on.
Mm-hmm.
Watched the building get blown to smithereens.
Yeah.
And then the cars get peeled off. I remember... Tuscaloosa,
mm-hmm.
and we got a call from, I believe it was, I don't want to say it was Mickey McDermott, but one of our very great listeners, whose daughter was in Alabama when that thing happened, mm-hmm. and they escaped, they saw it coming, they escaped to the library, and I guess they had these little narrow slit windows or something, and they were able to look out as this thing was crossing over, and it peeled the cars off the ground in order, almost like you were lifting the keys off a piano board. Some of the descriptions.
The restaurant row there in Tuscaloosa was wiped out.
Hey, you know who got lucky that day? I mean, Baumhauer. It went right between his two restaurants in Tuscaloosa, yeah.
That town in Kentucky, was it Mayfield?
Yes, that's where my grandfather came from.
There was that factory, that late night...
The candle factory.
The candle factory, that's what it was.
Yeah. That's... a tornado I've watched numerous documentaries on, in part because of the Mayfield connection. Mm-hmm. And, man, you talk about a monster, and at night.
And in December, by the way.
Yeah. Back up, Steve.
Hey, good morning once again. I wanted to call back. Actually, I did watch that video from what you were talking about, because you talked about it yesterday, I believe, in the 3 o'clock edition.
Yeah.
And, brother, that was, I mean, if that's not a video to show people, hey, when you give the warning, take warning, you know.
Yeah.
Pay attention. So. Yeah. But I wanted to mention something about Cherry Coke.
Okay.
Yes.
Now, my mother got married in 1939.
Mm-hmm.
When she dated my dad, she talked about getting Cherry Cokes on this venue called the SS President, which was a boat that went up and down the Mississippi River. It was like a dance boat. And not that it was bottled, but I think they made the Cherry Coke right there at the fountain.
They did. You know what else they did at that time? They had a you guys ever try a Green River?
I've heard of it, but no, I've never.
It was a lime-flavored, very carbonated fountain soda that was really good, very popular. But
oh, wow.
I don't know what ever became of them.
But I remember when Cherry Coke came out, my mother said, well, that's nothing new. And I went, right. Oh, really?
Right.
So, but but in New Orleans, at least, you know, but I'm like you. I'm not a Cherry Coke guy.
No.
So.
I'm
a Barks root beer kind of guy from New Orleans.
I love Barks. I love Frosty root beer.
Oh, yeah. Yes, indeed. Yeah. The Barks. I mean, Barks originated in Biloxi, and then they actually bottled it in New Orleans as well. The Biloxi was blue label, and the New Orleans was red label.
I found Barks when I went to college at Southern Miss, and that's what.
Yeah. Can't beat that.
All right, man.
Y'all take care.
Later.
Talk to you later.
Barks is best for the root beer float.
Oh, yeah. And I remember the A&W stands and the root beer floats.
Yep. Great memories. 8:37 is the time. I'm about to post Monday afternoons from 3:15 to 5. We share the mic with David Blackman. We have now begun videotaping that and turning it into a podcast, and I'm about to post that. Among the other things we discussed yesterday, Mick Jagger. Not only taking a shot at the new governor of Louisiana, hasn't been in office that long, and the governor of Louisiana firing right back with class and style. Interesting stuff. I'll be posting that in a moment right now.
Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by Clark Heating, Air, and Plumbing. It's time to get your cooling system ready for the long, hot summer. Call today about the advantages of the Clark Club membership to be sure you're covered. Call 277-2125. Better call Clark. Alabama certification number 09098.
Sun and cloud mix today. Another hot early May day. I mean, it's only May 7th, and we're talking about a high of 90, 91. Record is 92, so we'll be in the neighborhood knocking on the door. Today and tomorrow, some isolated, random pop-up storms will be around in the afternoon and evening hours. Boy, I'll be saying that a lot in the next few months. With the low tonight down to about 72, very humid, and then the high tomorrow around 93. By the way, which would tie the record if we do get to 93 tomorrow. Showers and storms become likely Thursday and Thursday night. Some of the storms strong, possibly severe, as a strong frontal system enters the state and sweeps through by early Friday. Much cooler by Friday night, with lows on Friday night and Saturday night in the 50s, and highs on Saturday in the 70s with much lower humidity. So a great Mother's Day weekend. I think Mother's Day is going to be beautiful. Right now this morning, with a dew point of 71, which blows me away here on May 7th, it's 75 at 8:39.
For the lowest prices around on flooring and DIY flooring installation supplies, Budget Floors and More is your new best friend. Luxury vinyl plank, carpet, ceramic tile, floor installation supplies, and more, with prices lower than the big box stores. Budget Floors and More, Hunter Lane, across from Del Rey to Publix.
Had great experiences with the Tree Masters. Todd Clark is a dynamo, and they did a phenomenal job. We had trees that had to come down. We had trees that had to be pruned back. We had a couple of stumps that had to be pulled out, bushes that needed to come out. And watching their team in coordinated style was something else. And then I got to go to your place and see the post.
Right. My yard is completely different now. They did such a great job, such an efficient job. It was great fun to watch them work.
And you had the same experience that I did because neighbors stopped to watch them do their thing, and they picked up several jobs from my neighbors.
I'm sure they probably did for my neighborhood too, because people were texting me and asking who are they again.
Yeah, taking out trees is not only hard work, but it can be dangerous if you think it's an easy do-it-yourself kind of deal. Let me recommend, before you touch a leaf, call 676-3638, 676-3638. Talk to Todd Clark, get him out for an estimate on whatever you need done on your property. One thing they did, I mentioned pruning back the tree. I had no idea that there was one tree on windy days that was basically sanding the shingles off one side of the house. I would have never noticed that, but Todd Clark did, and we had that taken care of. They do fantastic work, and the debris is gone, and all you have is the result you called for in the first place. And they can do so many other things at Tree Masters as well. The whole menu of services available online at treemastersal.com, or again, call 676-3638. Our Morning Maroon nominees are just a couple of minutes away.
Well, we remain busy all over Montgomery, but no real problems anywhere. Our busiest spots, I-65 and 85, especially 65 across the Alabama River Bridge. And coming into Montgomery on the Highway 143 on-ramp from Millbrook. We've also got some slow traffic 85 southbound, Mount Meigs to Chantilly to Taylor. And on East South Boulevard, Troy Highway, 231 out of Wetumpka. Buckle up, be safe. Everything's flowing along nicely this morning. Kane's Ambulance, there for you both on the ground and in the air. From a simple patient transport to life or death situations, Haynes is ready at a moment's notice. I'm Wendell J. Montgomery, Skywatch Traffic.
Hustler Turf Commercial Mowers are built tough to work hard. Whether you need a fleet of mowers or a one-man show, you don't have time for downtime. Hustler mowers are over-engineered, overbuilt, and tested well beyond what is required. With the most complete lineup in the industry, including exclusives like a 104-inch Super 104, an 88-inch stand-on, and industry-leading warranties. Hustler mowers are ready to handle what you have to throw at them. So build your fleet to be reliable and versatile with Hustler Turf. Find your next Hustler Turf at Diesel Ace Hardware, US 31 North, just north of the Pine Level exit.
Thompson Tractor is the go-to source for a complete range of the best equipment for your next construction project. Thompson Tractor also has the trusted parts and expert service you've come to expect for more than 65 years, all of which keeps your business up and running so you can focus on the work you do. And now is a great time to get the compact equipment you need, because right now, there's financing starting at 0% for 36 months on any Cat compact equipment, including skid steers and mini excavators. These machines don't sit around for long, but no worries. If it's not here, we can pull from one of our other 16 locations in Alabama and Northwest Florida. And hey, if you're not ready to buy, Thompson Rents is here, so you can rent what you need. So visit ThompsonTractor.com for all the details and for the location nearest you. Thompson Tractor and Thompson Rents. We're here for you.
News and talk without the static. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Good morning.
You seem happy this morning.
You bet. I'm starting my new job at the brewery.
Good morning.
Good morning, my American family.
It's going to be a gorgeous morning.
Unbelievable. It is way too early for this, guys. I haven't even had my first cup of wine today.
I can make your hands clap. Said I can make your hands clap. Said I can make your hands clap.
Good morning, sunshine.
Morning, friends. Who's ready for some Java?
Come on. Wake up already.
Said I can make your hands.
You'll enjoy the show more while you're enjoying steaming hot coffee. Come and get yours now.
We're going to have a good show.
It's a big show.
And now it's time for America's favorite daytime fun show.
It's an awesome show.
And I can make your hands clap.
The dust cap is a little reminder that you did something stupid.
I've done some dumb things, and I'll do dumb things again.
Clap for that, you stupid bastard.
Dunce cap.
Cause you failed math. Dunce cap, cause you can't pass. Dunce cap, and we know why. Cause you can't pass without a D.
guys that are out there. A lot of Keith Richards stuff going around now, too. Has he got a birthday coming up or something?
Keith Richards? Keith Richards.
He's had a bunch of them.
No, not until December.
I don't understand the...
When, oddly enough, he'll turn 81, and I thought he was older.
Well, yeah. The gist of these memes is that he was around for a lot of things.
Well, what did they say? After nuclear war, it's roaches.
Roaches and Keith Richards.
It's a list of musicians that survived the that were on the Titanic.
Yeah.
And only one survived, and there he is in the lower left.
Oh, yeah. That's funny.
It's fun stuff. So we have some pretty good nominees today. A 39-year-old woman in Pennsylvania was caught in a scheme. Basically, she would steal from convenience stores by using a self-checkout and not ringing up all the items. She'd scan and pay for a beverage, but steal a couple of sandwiches, which she'd just slip in a bag. Or she'd pay for two containers of milk, but steal two stuffed animal toys. Or grab 8 bags of artisan coffee, but only scan 4 and then leave. Then she'd come back later and try to return all the items and get cash in exchange. Not clear how that part would work if she didn't have everything listed on the receipt.
That's true.
That's where that plan went awry.
Uh-huh.
The combined loss from her known thefts at this one store were $210. She's been charged with 3 felony counts of retail theft and theft by deception. I mean, you can always have a pang for the person that needs to steal a sandwich because they're hungry and they have no money.
Yeah.
Whatever.
This does not apply.
No, this is stealing stuff and then trying to return it with a receipt that doesn't include it.
Right.
Doesn't work. Next up.
Okay.
I have a story here about Bitcoin Jesus, but we're going on. Yeah, there's a Bitcoin Jesus that's come out. A former California superintendent, Marion Kim Phelps, lost her job because of allegations that she punished students who didn't clap for her daughter. Students of Del Norte High School claim Phelps threatened to ban them from graduation events because they didn't clap loudly enough at a sports banquet where Phelps' daughter was crowned MVP. The Poway Unified School District's board said it lost all confidence and trust, and this is Dr. Phelps' ability to continue to serve as superintendent and also facing a pending lawsuit.
That's ridiculous.
Yeah.
I mean, that's ridiculous.
Then we have one more. This unnamed man in New York cited for driving without a license, but it got a little more dramatic than that. They caught him because he drove his car off a boat launch directly into a lake, and when he was rescued, said, well, GPS told me to do it. That's like that episode of The Office where Michael and Dwight drive into the lake listening to the directions. They just narrowly edged out a couple in Northern California who were out sharing a wine on a warm night.
Sure.
And decided we'll steal a forklift and go for a joyride. But they didn't make
it. Happened after the wine.
Yeah. I'm guessing the wine probably say, here's an idea.
And the wine probably wasn't wine. It was probably something a little harder.
Yeah, I would guess. So
when you look at all 3 of these, well, first of all, the person who is returning these stolen items and trying to get money back, that's one thing. But the one that makes me angry is this teachers that punish their students for not clapping loud enough for her daughter.
Yeah.
That one makes me, I just can't believe
it. You know, you got to learn. You get the applause you deserve in this world, generally speaking. Yeah, I think we have to give it to her, no doubt.
What an imbecile. What an ultra-maroon.
Guilty of embezzlement, it's 8:49.
Traffic is brought to you by Bath Innovations.
When you need a renovation without the complications, call Bath Innovations today.
Well, we remain busy all over Montgomery, but no real problems anywhere. Our busiest spots, I-65 and 85, especially 65 across the Alabama River Bridge. And coming into Montgomery at the Highway 143 on-ramp from Millbrook. We've also got some slow traffic, 85 southbound, Mount Meigs to Chantilly to Taylor. and on East South Boulevard, Troy Highway, 231 out of Wetumpka. Buckle up, be safe. Everything's flowing along nicely this morning. Change Ambulance, there for you both on the ground and in the air. From a simple patient transport to life or death situations, Haynes is ready at a moment's notice. I'm Wendell J. Montgomery, Skywatch Traffic.
Live Sunday, September 15th at the Montgomery Performing Arts Center, it's the Randy Travis More Live Tour, featuring a special appearance by Randy Travis.
Forever and ever, amen.
Come see Randy's longtime touring band, along with his co-star in The Price, James Dupree, as they perform all 16 of Randy's iconic number one hits.
My love is deeper than the holler, stronger than the river.
Sunday, September 15th at the Impact, the Randy Travis More Life Tour. Tickets available at the box office or online at Ticketmaster.com.
Need storage? Riverway Storage is a 20-acre secure and monitored facility storing personal and household items, RVs, campers, and boats. They're all a part of their service. Recreational vehicles can be stored outside or under two types of covered buildings. Their facility has plenty of room, even for heavy equipment. For your convenience, registration and payments can be made online. A locally owned business located just off Redland Road at 480 Old Rifle Range Road near Wetumpka, just off Highway 231 on the way to the lakes. Visit their website at riverwaystorage.com.
When you hear people talking about a Krispy Kreme, they're usually referring to the original glazed, made from a recipe dating back to the 1930s. If you haven't had a warm, original glazed donut, you need to try one pronto. Just look for the hot light on at the Krispy Kreme on the Atlanta Highway.
Hi, I'm Dawn Sexton with Physical Therapy and Balance Center in Prattville. I've been advertising now with Blue Water Broadcasting for a while, and it has greatly increased our referrals. We're glad we can help people get increased mobility to love their life again. I highly recommend advertising with Blue Water Broadcasting. Thanks.
Radio reaches over 90% of everyone in the River Region. Shouldn't your ads be out there where your customers are? Call us to find out more. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
We provide life-saving care and healthy lifestyle education. We support underserved rural communities and local sports programs. We create college scholarships and countless job opportunities. Alabama's healthcare professionals reach upward and outward to serve more people in greater ways. We are Alabama Hospitals. Visit wearealabamahospitals.org. Brought to you by Alabama Hospital Association.
Hi, this is Carl Schmidt, naturopath and owner of The Herb Shop. Listen every Saturday to Winning Wellness and learn from experts in different fields of science and technology how nutritional supplements can help you.
Listen to Winning Wellness every Saturday at 10 a.m.
The River Region's first and only news talk station on FM. Live, local talk. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
I'm up, but I am dragging. Need my coffee. You'd wreck my day. I would be with a broke coffee machine. I'm up, but I am dragging. Need my coffee. Yes, you might say I'm addicted to that drug they call caffeine.
Yeah, study has found that it's actually not Monday, it's Tuesday that is the toughest workers in a survey.
Is that right?
Really?
Yeah, that they have a slightly harder time getting up to speed on Tuesday than Monday.
Interesting.
Huh.
I thought it was
better about Tuesday just because I got through Monday, and it's like, all right, I've done this once. I can do it again.
Yeah. Yeah. It is 8:54. Time for Hard News, brought to you by Penny Earn Concrete Technologies.
The Pledge of Allegiance.
Immediately following.
The announcement.
Make an announcement.
The announcement.
We are going to bring you
today's announcements.
Not by tape recording, but live.
Live.
Immediately following this announcement,
you will see a flash and hear a beep.
Beep, 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 beep. It is great to watch diversity, equity, and inclusion die under its own weight. Where's that audio source coming from?
I'm just watching you.
I know. I'm trying to pretend that this.
Be careful. You're going to get a new slogan. Where's that audio coming from?
Which?
I think I found it.
I'm a tabaholic.
I did.
What did I leave open?
I found it. I found it. Now I got to find the audio. Here it is. We have incompetent people in our government.
No.
Really? I am not kidding.
No.
Incompetent people. You know, we got to get rid of these folks.
Wow.
Yes.
Here is, and the hearings that go, my favorite is John Kennedy from Louisiana, because he just tears these people a new, and in the most kindly, gentlemanly way possible, he outs them and exposes them. Here we go. This is the acting labor secretary. And by the way, Joe's claim that wages are exceeding inflation is so full of crap that even the Washington Post gave him four Pinocchios. But this is the acting labor secretary. Can't answer if she's ever owned a business. And as soon as I get the volume on, you'll hear.
Owned a business. I said this before, and I'm sure I'm going to get cut off saying it now, but I am the
that
daughter
would be a yes or
of
no.
small business owners. So that's great. Great. I'm a daughter,
when
too.
I was growing up. So
okay, this should be really easy for you.
Again, it's a yes or no question. Yeah. That's
Have
it.
You ever owned
Let's
time?
Try this again. Let's try this again. Listen carefully. If you need to write a note down, that's fine. Have you... It is kind of comical when you're supposed to be the acting secretary and you can't answer a question. So I'm with you on the comedy. Unfortunately, it's not that comical because it's real life. So let's try it again. Have you, not the daughter, not the mother, not the sister, not the aunt, have you ever owned a business?
Now, what do you want to say? We get a yes or no answer or some bullcrap? I'm going for the bullcrap.
Bullcrap, yeah.
Here we go.
Congresswoman, you asked me why the
have
bill was
you
important.
Forget the bullcrap. This is the Bezos Schmizet show that's running our government. Just unbelievable. And there's examples every day. It's just outrageous. That Chaos was brought to you by Penny Earn Concrete Technologies, the producers of the best and lasting results with concrete here in the River Region. Tom Latham, when you meet Tom, he's been a friend for a long, long time. He's got an incredibly creative mind. When there's limited space to work with, but you need something, he's the guy that can make it work. But when it comes down to the actual pour, nothing less than top-notch materials, because you get what you pay for with concrete. He doesn't want cracks showing up. This is his art. This is his life. He doesn't want to put his name on something that's going to look shoddy in a relatively short period of time. Design and scope of project. Look, they're redoing. Good for you, preferred community. You picked the right team to fix your football stadium. They're working on that. But, of course, they do driveways and patios and concrete walls around properties. And they can even do concrete structures built into the rolling landscape of a yard. They're incredibly creative. Their work is outstanding. And here's the thing. Anybody that claims they can work with concrete, ask to see the receipts, meaning show me pictures and videos of outcomes you've already created before I consider putting money with you. With Penny Earn, just visit them on Facebook. Even if you don't need something done with concrete, it's a fun page to scroll and take a look at some of the amazing things they do. When you need an estimate, just reach out at 284-9292, 284-9292 for Tom Latham and the team at Penny Earn Concrete Technologies. So we have like a minute to bludgeon here. Most people would say a minute to kill, but I like to use the fancier word.
Yeah, that's colorful.
Is there a video game called Slugbug?
Slugbug does not ring a bell to me.
That I've heard of.
Just letting Rich know, there's an Apple event happening here in 2 minutes.
An Apple event?
Oh, yeah, they're announcing
focusing on iPads, I believe.
iPads, yeah, and this one's starting to get old.
What'd you call it? Slugbug? What?
Yeah.
Slugbug?
It came up as a...
Oh, wait, Slugbug game? What is this? Oh, this... Oh, okay. When I click on Slugbug game, it refers me to a Wikipedia entry for ye old Punchbug. You remember when you used to see a Volkswagen Punchbug?
Yeah, Janelle used to play the game.
Yeah.
Punchbuggy.
That's where it goes. That's where that directed me. Punchbuggy, also called Slugbug or Punch... is a car spotting game where players seek Volkswagen Beetles.
Okay.
Calling Punch Buggy and then...
This is why I turned to you, Jay, for assistance on these things, because you are the gamester. You are
Slug
the
bug.
Guru of the games. Coming up next, we have the great team chemistry of Scott and his group with Alabama Unfiltered. Young Joey Clark at noon, who I now weigh 8 pounds less than Joey.